Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Joe Brand's in our studio. Which would you take, the Speed Jokes coffee mug or the Speed Jokes glass?
What kind of glass is it?
It's a clear, I think it's a fine construction. It's a heavy glass.
I mean, is it a wine glass, a beer glass?
It's a 16-ounce beer glass.
Okay. What kind of coffee mug is it?
It's my wife thinks that the coffee mug is pretty, but she wishes that it was more substantial, you know, like a punk kind of a mug.
I think I'd go with a beer glass. You know, Speed Jokes, maybe drinking a beer, having a good time, relaxing a bit.
I got to tell you, I think it's a coffee thing because you're sitting there reading the paper or doing what you do in the morning. You got your eggs and the jokes come on at 9:30. But I am a sucker for a 16-ounce glass. If I have a tall boy beer, I like to pour it in the glass all the way to the top. That's a beautiful thing.
We're splitting hairs, but I would make a coffee mug that references the bright side because it kickstarts your day. It spreads some positivity.
Right.
But again, I mean, who wouldn't like to have a bright side beer glass and think about all the positive things in their life while indulging in a beer?
So we've got the Speed Jokes coffee mug, and congratulations if you take the mug or the glass to Stephanie Alberti in Lombard. She sent in a joke this week. Joe's in the studio to preview the Blackhawks season for us. It was just announced, not only the season, but also that you're going to be part of the broadcast team. What are you going to do?
I'm going to be hosting pre- and post-games and intermission shows throughout this upcoming season with John Weideman and Troy Murray on the call. It's a dream come true. I've always wanted to be in a major sports booth, whatever sport it may be, and to have it be in Chicago, my hometown, is just kind of unbelievable. I'm also going to be hosting Blackhawks Live, which will be a weekly show talking about the Hawks, and you know, could not be more thrilled for this opportunity. I'm just incredibly jacked.
Well, you should be. Great for you, but frankly, it's great for listeners. All of us who have heard Joe Brand know that he only does really good broadcasting if we ask him to do sports or news. He's the play-by-play voice of one of the minor league teams in town and obviously has been covering the Blackhawks for us for 4 years now anyway. But now you're part of, and this is me just, I know it's going to sound like I'm a homer on this, but our radio Blackhawks broadcast team is as good as anybody in the business. Those guys are, John is such an artist when he is doing play-by-play of a game.
It seemed a little less biased for me to say this before I'm now part of the team, but I couldn't agree more. I honestly feel like Chicago sports fans are incredibly blessed by the play-by-play talent throughout this entire town. I mean, people that have worked here, people that haven't worked here, but you go through every sport, and it's top of the list.
But I think you're right. The other night when the White Sox had that walk-off homer, as thrilling as that was, I was captivated by Benetti's call on TV. You know, I mean, just to pick one. But I think, listen to Dave Ennett do a Northwestern football game, for crying out loud. You feel like you're there.
When I was producing Blackhawks games, we used to chop up all the highlights throughout the entire league. And obviously, you know, you hear some good calls, you hear some okay calls, but none of them would beat John Weideman. They really weren't. And you know what? The only guy I could possibly see giving him a run for his money now is Judd Surratt, who used to be here. And again, I take up for what you were. You want, if you think of being a homer.
You're just saying that because you work for the Blackhawks now.
But honestly, if you go through all the play-by-play people that have come through this city, they're top-notch. They really are. And I don't know if Chicago fans realize that, how lucky they are to get that enthusiasm on a daily basis, but it's pretty impressive.
They announced the schedule for the team. So are there preseason games still?
There's a 6-game preseason, 3 at home, 3 on the road. The preseason will officially start on September 29th. That'll be at home against the Detroit Red Wings. Then the Hawks will host the St. Louis Blues on October 1st, that is, and then 3 straight on the road, and then they wrap up the preseason on October 9th, and then they start the season on the road in Colorado on October 13th.
Are we going to be at capacity at the UC?
Yes, full capacity.
Wow. Proof of vaccine? I don't think they've said you have to demonstrate that, right?
I'm pretty sure it's just the same thing with all the other parks, that 100% capacity. Vaccinated people are not required to wear masks. Unvaccinated people are strongly encouraged to wear masks.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to wear a mask is advised. I'm pretty sure those are all the same protocols heading into this upcoming year.
Yeah, same way it is at a restaurant or here at WGN. It's 11:15. So how good is this team going to be this year? Let's pick it up here in a minute. Joe Brand's in our studio, one of the broadcast voices now, Blackhawks hockey on WGN. Joe Brand's in our studio. So you are the, what did we call you then? You're not the color guy. You're the studio guy for the Blackhawks?
Yeah, sure. Studio host for the Chicago Blackhawks coming up this coming year. Really quick, just wanted to kind of echo, Ray Kaplan helped me out a little bit with student loans, too.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Helped my sister-in-law out, helped my son out. And I'll tell you what, that's a little bit of money well spent for a lot of savings, that's for sure. But the other thing about Ray is that it's nagging to know that you don't know.
Right.
Like, I had another friend, and they had student debt for their kid. And they called her up and she says, you know, actually, that's all, you're done. That's the best you can do. And then at least they knew. But sometimes you don't know. So if you talk to Ray and they go, no, that's you, the situation you're in is as good as you can get it, fine. But if they can help you, they help you. Either way, you either get relief or you're relieved that you know you're not leaving anything on the table, you know.
Yeah, it's a good way to explore all the options and she knows all the ins and outs. So, yeah, no, very helpful.
So, how good are the Blackhawks going to be this year?
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a lot to still be seen, but I still think it's going to be an exciting year coming up, and it's going to be a very busy offseason. We saw this team kind of hit an unsuspected surge last year with all these young players playing to Jeremy Colliton's system and winning a handful of games. Now, the competition kind of caught up to them because in the really tough division or the conference that they were in last season. So there's definitely going to be still a learning curve and gradual improvement for this team coming up this season. But, you know, a lot of things going well. We talked about the youth movement that had happened last season, and now some turnover with this roster. Duncan Keith is leaving, so the front office does have a little bit more of cap space to work with. It'll be interesting to see if they utilize that this offseason. Stan Bowman, the president of hockey operations, mentioned yesterday that you know, they want to be smart about it. They don't want to be irresponsible for this extra money that they have and make a move just to make a move. They want to make sure the players and pieces fit the right way. And the biggest thing is we'll see when Jonathan Toews can possibly come back. He's back on the ice. Another thing that Stan Bowman said is he wasn't fully declaring that Jonathan would be back on opening day. I don't think the Blackhawks want Hawks fans to have that expectation. It's okay to be hopeful. It's okay for Jonathan to be hopeful. But, I mean, this is a pretty serious thing that he's been going through.
Do we know what it was?
It's been labeled as chronic immune response syndrome. That's what kept him out all of last season, just fatigue and even lack of motivation mentally, physically.
Chronic immune response syndrome?
Yes.
Which sounds like chronic fatigue syndrome,
yeah,
which I'm familiar with. It sounds like that, where you people say, what's the matter with you? Let's go. And you say, I can't. I'm weak and often in pain.
And everybody knows how much of a hard worker Jonathan Toews is.
Yeah, really. I know. Captain Serious. I mean, if anybody would not be faking it, it would be him.
Right. Absolutely. And, I mean, so that even speaks more to his demeanor with the fact that he's coming back to the ice, he's getting back incorporated with the team, and he's not 100% going to be ready for opening day, but he wants to do everything in his power to make that a possibility.
I wonder how good he is or how good he can be now.
Well, and he kind of alluded to it, too, that this was, you know, kind of been a lingering issue, even going back to 2020 when the team was in the bubble and in the hockey bubble for the playoff rounds, and he had a phenomenal series against the Edmonton Oilers. And so there's an example that he can still play at maybe his peak form even while dealing with this, but then it wasn't quite the same in the series against the Vegas Golden Knights. So
say that Kane and Toews are just as good as they can be.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the whole championship team. I mean, that's not enough, right?
Well, no, they're the only two left of the core that won three Stanley Cups. There's definitely going to take more. I mean, a hockey team is a hockey team. It's not just two players. It's nice to have a Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, but you know, you need good defense. You need good goaltending. You just need team chemistry. And we saw Patrick Kane do that a lot last year with this young group. That was another fun thing that we got to see some of these core guys like Duncan Keith and Patrick Kane playing with these younger players and incorporating them a lot more, and this team doing things to play at their full potential that did somewhat wean off towards the end of the year, but it's shown that it's there, and it's shown it can work under Jeremy Colliton. So now it's just a matter of taking it to the next level this year and seeing how much they can make that a consistent play.
How good are we going to be in the net? Who's going to tend the goal for
us? Well, Kevin Lankinen pretty much stole the show last season. I mean, it's pretty much a duo of Malcolm Subban and Kevin Lankinen, who honestly traded off for a good portion of the year, and one guy was stepping up after the other. There's still something to be figured out with Colin Delia, too. So these are two guys that gained a lot of confidence last season, and then they faced some adversity. So the next year, I don't want to call it a sophomore year. Malcolm Subban's been in the league for quite some time, but you know that next year with this team in this situation is probably gonna determine who's gonna be the goaltender a little bit moving forward. But I mean, there's options to explore elsewhere too. That's what I mean. It's gonna be a fun offseason. The draft starts today. Free agency starts next week. So a lot of options for the Blackhawks.
Which direction are the Blackhawks going? Because I'm thinking about the Cubs and the White Sox. They're on our minds these days. The White Sox have been building and are now approaching the apex of the project. The Cubs seem to be upside down. Everybody's wondering if they're going to get rid of Chris Bryant, et cetera, et cetera. Where are the Blackhawks in that kind of a continuum?
It's funny because Stan Bowman kind of addressed that question too. He said he doesn't want to put the team in a box of rebuilding or not rebuilding. But he used the term accelerate the rebuild because this is, again, an opportunity for the Blackhawks to make some tweaks, to make some changes, some improvements. But they've still got a base that they have a lot of faith in with young players like Alex DeBrincat and Kirby Dach and Dominic Kubalik. So there's an opportunity to kind of speed up this process because of what's happened with the roster, trading Duncan Keith. You create some more space in the cap. Obviously, I don't think the Blackhawks were expecting to have Brent Seabrook and Andrew Shaw on long-term injured reserve coming into this year, so there are some options for this team. And the other thing I think that worked out well for the team last season is so many players going down. Like, they weren't expecting Kirby Dach to not start the season. They weren't expecting Jonathan Toews to not start the season. Brent Seabrook not playing. So there were so many opportunities for these young players to step up, and they took advantage of it, and they capitalized, and they all showed what they could do. Now, some players were more consistent than others. I think one very impressive name, an exciting name, is Brandon Hagel, so it'll be interesting to see how his sophomore year
Brandon
is going to be. Brandon Hagel, yeah, just a tireless worker, one of those shot of adrenaline type guys. He really, I think, became close with Andrew Shaw because they were both the kind of gritty, electric players that kind of very compare to each other a lot. So it'll be interesting to see how he improves this next coming season. So
first game at the United Center is
I should know this offhand, but I got the schedule up right now. It's October 19th against the Islanders.
Hey, that's my birthday.
Is it really?
Do you think they did that on purpose?
Well, let's see. Hold on. Oh, and they're not playing on... Oh, they are playing on January 4th, your wife's birthday.
Oh, did you just go up in my book? How do you know Brenda's birthday? How do you know Brenda's birthday?
Because it was my wedding day.
Oh, that's right, it was.
They're playing the Colorado Avalanche. You guys going to come to the game?
I'm always going to remember your anniversary now, too. Boy, if I don't, I'm in double trouble.
I'm always going to remember your wife's birthday.
The season, though, takes a three-week hiatus in February, right?
Yeah, so as of right now, there are two schedules in the NHL, one with an Olympic break, one without an Olympic break. The only one that became public is the one with the Olympic break. It's still yet to be determined whether
NHL players play in the Olympics.
Right.
How did they not know that? How did they not know that now?
I mean, obviously, there was so much uncertainty already just with the Olympics alone, but then there's some, you know... I don't think some NHL, I don't know, front office top people love the fact of their players going across seas.
Sure, sure.
I think for the sport it's good. I think for fans it's good. I think for the players it's good because
pretty cool.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. You're leaving the team for a couple of weeks. You're going across seas. Your clock's going off a little bit with the time change.
But don't you love seeing guys on the same team playing for different teams because of the different nationalities?
Oh, who could forget the Canada-USA gold game in 2010 when everyone is hating Jonathan Toews in Chicago because he's playing for Team Canada? Or how about Blackhawks fans cheering on TJ Oshie in 2014, scoring, what, five straight shootout goals in a row?
I don't think we were hating Toews, but I think we were wishing that maybe he missed the bus that day. It's 11:28. Congratulations to you, Joe.
Thanks, buddy.
One of the broadcast voices of Blackhawks hockey now, doing the pre and post and in-game stuff, as well as Blackhawks. What's the name of the Blackhawks show you're going to do?
Blackhawks Live.
Blackhawks Live. Will that be live then? What would it be in Blackhawks Live?
I believe so, yeah. Unless we tape it, then it'd be Blackhawks Live taped.
All right, buddy. Stay well.